Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sure many of you have had that text bestowed upon you on that day when you knelt before your congregation, your parents, your grandparents, your godparents, and were confirmed in the faith. Be thou faithful unto death, the pastor said unto me, and thou shalt receive the crown of life. Friends in Christ, in many ways it seems as if we are indeed living in the last days. Not just the last day of the quarter with the prospect of receiving the appropriate reward for your labors in a few days, but indeed with the wars, the rumors of wars, religious wars, earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, persecutions, religious conflicts, men and women seeking teachers to soothe their itching ears, it sure looks like we're getting close. Indeed, it's looked that way many times before, but one wonders. But what we do know for sure that in the last days there will be problems for those of you who wish to remain faithful to the scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. It seems that in many places all one must do to get into trouble is to stand up for the truth and to quote what God says in the scriptures. Of course, we pastors can sometimes be rather insensitive and perhaps a little less than careful in how we proclaim the truth. One needs to indeed take to heart Paul's instructions to Timothy when thinking about dealing with the issues of the day, where he says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. I emphasize those last words, great patience and careful instruction. This patient teaching can seem to be a problem, but it must be done. As you keep your heads until they're removed from you, not afraid of what will happen, but rejoicing that you have been found worthy to suffer for the sake of Christ and his gospel. To others in a similar situation, the church of Smyrna, Christ urged these people to have faith. Do not fear what you're about to suffer. But upon what should their faith rest? Certainly on the same thing that ours can, the words of the first and of the last who died and who came to life. That is Christ the victor. Christ the victor over sin, over death, and the grave is at the right hand of God. He's interceding for us. To those people, he told them, he said this, and he tells us, I know. In each of the seven letters to the churches in the context, he says, I know. He knows. He sees what is going on in his congregations. And he cares about what is happening in every one of them. He knows your poverty. He sees your trials, your tribulations. He knows your sins. He knows your failures. He knows of the tolerance of evil and the intolerance of good. And he knows your lukewarmness. And for all of this, he died. And he rose as victor over it all. He knows the victory. Indeed, he is the victory, and his victory is for the church. He knows the tribulation that you must yet experience, and so he tells you in his word, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. One of his listeners in Smyrna heard and believed the word. The church father Polycarp, having been a believer for probably 14 or 15 years when he first heard these words of Jesus, took the word to heart and confessed Christ faithfully. Many years after hearing these words of Christ, when called upon to deny Christ, he said, 86 years I have served him and he never did me any wrong. How can I blaspheme him, my King who saved me? There on that day in this city of Smyrna, he was executed. It wasn't easy, and easy it will not be for you. But in the footsteps of the Lord and his martyrs, you too can follow. And following in those steps, fed by the word and the sacraments, you too will remain faithful unto death. Indeed, opposition to his message will make it difficult for you to proclaim his victory. This opposition may make it difficult for you to faithfully administer his sacraments. Opposition may make it difficult and even dangerous to be his servants. Indeed, there may be those who want to make your life a living hell for you. But they, the devil, the world, and your flesh will tempt you to shrink back and give up. But have courage, hold on. Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. What more needs to be said? He knows your condition. He knows your weaknesses, and yet has given you the task of bringing his saving word to a lost world. Is it a futile effort? No. Is it impossible on your own? Yes. But you are not alone. As the psalmist eloquently says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And through you, his Spirit will work, speaking through your feeble lips, upholding your weak arms, and stabilizing your wobbly knees as you stand before Satan and his minions. In Christ, you will be victors, even if you lose in the eyes of the world. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Indeed, what matters is the end result, as John writes in his first epistle. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. And everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, your faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Believe the message. Proclaim the message. Christ is risen, and the risen Christ is returning to judge the living and the dead. You may be poor in this life, losing all that you are and have, but in him you are and truly will be rich. You may die for the faith, but through him you will conquer, receiving the crown of life that he has earned for you, that he bestows upon you. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.